Yo, what's good, everybody? Hey, this is your man Esco, first show in the building. Hey, it's another episode of the No Chains Radio, the podcast. Yeah, we're coming to you. I'm doing a little different. I don't know how it's going to sound when y'all hear this, but I'm just coming back from my grandson's scrimmage football game. He's 6 years old, so he, you know, playing tackle football for the first time. And, you know, just it's funny. Me and my wife were looking back at some pictures, and you know, when he was younger, and just like, man, you know, how time has flown, and just, you know, in 6 years and so forth. But anyway, that ain't the subject. But I just wanted to, you know, let y'all know that the podcast might be a little different as far as how it sound or whatever when y'all catch this recording. But I guess the topic I want to talk about today on No Chains Radio, I want to talk about just feelings and emotions with all the tension that's going on in society. I had an experience yesterday. Well, let me get a little backstory. So I'm not sure when you may listen to this, you know, maybe 5, 10, 20 years down the road, next year, next month, I don't know. But it's 2020. It's first week in September, going into the second week. And, you know, it's a lot of racial tension, a lot of political division, and, you know, just there's a lot of negativity going on in the world and in society. And, you know, like you always hear me say, one of the main platforms that I want to use this channel for, this podcast, is to, you know, try and bring about some cohesiveness, some unity, some some camaraderie, you know, just where we can just come together and just chop it up. And it ain't about, you know, what's your political, religious, or even personal beliefs. I mean, everybody's entitled to their opinions and their feelings, but at the same time, you know, at the end of the day, at the end of this podcast, you know, we still cool. You know, we can chop it up. You can talk about, you know, how you feel and what you think and so forth. As long as everything is clean, as long as everything's copacetic, as long as everybody, you know, is respectful of the other person. But, so I want to talk a little bit about that, because I know for me, you know, today especially when I was driving to the game, it took me off. You know, you go on Google Maps and, you know, it's directing you which way to go and this, that, and the third. So I'm driving, and then all of a sudden I come, you know, it tells me to turn here, and I turn here, turn there, and, you know, I turn there. And then I start looking, and I see I'm in a very rural area. You know, like, I'm seeing fields and, you know, older houses and stuff like that. And then I start seeing, you know, a lot of pickup trucks and I've seen a couple rebel flags and so forth. And just, you know, my whole mind, my whole psyche just shifted into, I don't want to say survival mode, but my senses of awareness of my surroundings kind of, you know, went up a little bit. And, you know, I say that to say, you know, I'm 46 and my grandson is 6, and I'm sitting here like, you know, God, what is it going to be like for him when he's 46? You know, what's the climate, the racial climate, the political climate, the, you know, just the general everyday climate? What is it going to be like for him when he's 46 or 26 or 36 or, you know what I'm saying, whenever he goes to check out his son's football game or whatever may be going on? And, you know, because, you know, now I'm in that setting today, and all of a sudden, you know, I'm feeling kind of a little tension, a little, you know, just kind of looking around and, you know, being aware of my surroundings and this, that, and the third. And I even stopped at, had to stop at a gas station in that area. But then rewind yesterday, I'm taking the trash out and I'm going to the dump in my complex, and this car pulls up and it's an elderly couple in there. And the elderly gentleman, and it was an elderly white couple, and the gentleman was driving, and the elderly lady was in the passenger seat. She pulled the window down and she was like, you know, excuse me, sir. You know, she was trying to find directions to a doctor's office. And immediately for me, it was like kind of shock and humility at the same time. You know, I was kind of shocked, like, you know, and I was going to keep it 100. You know, this older white lady stopping as this, you know, a big black man, you know, just stopping at, you know, period. And then I was humbled that this older white lady stopped and asked this big black man for directions. So, you know, I'm sitting here like, God, you know, just thinking about both situations yesterday and today and how, you know, my perception and reaction to him was, A, you know, like yesterday, you know, I thought about it. You know, normally, you know, you wouldn't think anything of that, or at least I wouldn't, because, you know, anybody knows me, knows my background, you know, half my family is biracial and or white. And so between, you know, my wife, her two daughters, our two daughters, my grandson, you know, he's biracial. Then my stepmom is white. My brothers and sisters, you know, half of them are biracial and so forth. So, you know, I just gotta, you know, look at it from that standpoint. I'm like, you know, it's crazy to even think or feel like that, especially with the racial diversity I have in my family. But like I said, again, with the racial tension, the political climate and everything that's going on today, and it's not like none of this stuff hasn't been going on, but it just seems like the flames, if you will, or the fire has been stoked or stirred up, you know, in my opinion. I don't know if anybody agree or disagree, but that's just how I feel. It's like, you know, the flames are being stirred up, like, or, you know, throwing a little extra log or two on the fire. The flames are starting to be a fan. And so I'm sitting here like, man, you know. So I'm talking to the lady and I'm trying to help him look. And she, you know, hands me the paper and I'm looking at it, trying to, you know, decipher if I can point them in the right direction, which I wasn't able to, but I was able to point them towards another building that I thought maybe either was where they wanted to go, or at least maybe they could help them a little better, because I'm not familiar with the area that I live in. I mean, pretty much I go to work and home, you know, me and my wife both. We may venture out to, you know, one or two spots here and there, but we just kind of, you know. So anyway, but, you know, she was thanking me, you know, and you know, I was, you know, thanking her, and I was, you know, letting them know. So I hope y'all, you know, able to find what y'all looking for, be safe. But then, like I said, fast forward to the day, and I'm thinking, you know, man, if I have to stop, or if I needed help or something, you know, could I do it? Would I do it in that same situation? And I would like to think that I would, just because, and not trying to be super spiritual, but just because I know, I believe God as a covering over my life and would protect me. But also at the same time, just using good common sense of what and where, you know, I would try and seek assistance or direction. But I guess the thing I really want to talk about is, you know, how do you guys feel about, you know, where you are in your life or your neighborhood or your environment, you know? How do y'all feel about what's going on in with things? Because I don't know if any of y'all caught my grind time yesterday on Friday. but I was talking about, I was using a reference from a song that Ty Tribbett sings. It's called Good in the Hood. And, you know, I was using a reference of good, G-O-O-D, meaning God over oppression and division. And hood, meaning healthy opportunity for open dialogue. And so what I was saying is that, you know, no, it's not good in every hood, you know, but there is, you know, there's the opportunity to create healthy dialogue and open healthy dialogue, you know what I'm saying? And I believe that's what's really needed in this society, in this time right now, especially with everything that's going on, because like I said, I feel like a lot of stuff is just being spewed out and soaked up like a sponge. Like, you know, if this person says it, or if this group says it enough, or if it's broadcast this way this many times, then it's gonna be perceived as fact. You know, they say if you put a group of people in a circle and you whisper something into each one of them's ear, this, by the time it gets back around to the original person, it's something totally different than what was said. And I feel like that's what happens with, you know, what's going on today. Things are being said, and by the time it's, you know, from the TV screen or the radio or Facebook or, you know, whatever, by the time, you know, Joe, Mary, Bob, Tom, whatever, hear it, it's something totally different. Or it's totally taken out of context. Or it's totally, you know, over-magnified, over-emphasized, or, you know, whatever the case may be. And I think that's what we're dealing with, because we are in the age of information. But I believe that too much information is also just as bad as not enough. So, with that being said, you know, we all want to have or want to think or feel like we live in a good neighborhood, or we want to live in a good neighborhood. And I'm not just saying about where your house is. I'm saying, like, you know, your area, like your, you know, the totality of, you know, your area, your city, your, you know, even your state. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, is it good? How good is it in your hood? You know, can you have a healthy dialogue with someone of a different race or a different religious background or even a different political affiliation? You know, and not only can you, are you willing to? Would you want to? You know, because like I said, you know, one thing I learned, or I don't know if it's, I guess I did learn it, but one thing I came to love and accept when I was in prison was that, you know, I was able to talk to different people from different beliefs. You know, I was able to talk to the Muslims and the Jewish faith and Jehovah's Witness and even as far as Islam in prison. You know, you have your Sunnis, your Shiites, your 5%ers, your NOIs, your FOIs. Then you have, you know, more science. So, you know, I had a different conversation with some of those guys. And then, like I said, I had a brother that was a Jehovah's Witness. And I had another brother that was of the Jewish faith. And then even in the Christian faith, there was, you know, I had Catholics then, you know, you got your Pentecostal, your Baptist. And so I loved it, you know what I'm saying? Because, A, I guess one thing you have to be is you have to be rooted and grounded in what you believe or don't believe, or what you stand for or don't stand for first and foremost. And then once that's established, you know, everything else is gravy, because now you're just kind of just chopping it up with somebody else who, you know, thinks or feels or looks at things just a little differently than you. But it doesn't necessarily make them a bad person. And I think that's where we're getting it all mixed up with what's going on in the world today. You know, I may not believe what you believe on the right side or the left side or, you know, whatever the case may be, but at the same time, are you still a human being with values and morals that are somewhat maybe parallel to what I believe or think? You know, not necessarily directly, but just be able to say, okay, I just believe in you being a decent, good person and treating somebody with respect and you know, so forth. Not necessarily saying, well, you have to be affiliated with this political party or that political party, or you have to have this kind of faith belief or that kind of faith belief. You know, even the Bible speaks about the parable of the wheat and the tares. And it was saying that, you know, God said, you know, and I'm paraphrasing, but he said, you know, let them both grow up together. And, you know, God is separated. You know, there's a day coming that you'll be separated. You know, the what's right from what's wrong, what is, what ain't. You know, God gonna sort it all out. I just believe that we're supposed to show love and respect for our fellow man for who they are, and not so much for what they believe. You know, I was listening to a pastor, young pastor, and he happened to be biracial, and he was talking when him and his wife now, but she was his girlfriend, he was asking her to marry him, and you know, she's white. When they both were in the church and worked in the church and the whole nine, but once they committed to become husband and wife and get married and send out the invitations, it created a mass division in the church. And you know, I'm paraphrasing, but basically what happened was everybody was cool with him, you know, being who he was, you know, knowingly, you know, you look at him and tell he's biracial. But everybody was cool with him being that until he was getting ready to marry a white girl. And, you know, a lot of people in the church, he said, you know, left and said that they just don't believe in that. Now, this same guy worked and served in the church. He sang in the church. You know, I'm pretty sure some of those people, you know, worshiped and sang and clapped under some of his songs and whatever the case may be, and whatever capacity that he served in the church. But once they decided that they wanted to, you know, become married, then it was a problem. And you know, that's the thing that I'm saying. Oh, excuse me, y'all. I'm sorry. Like I said, I'm driving back, so I'm trying to do my podcast and, you know, do this at the same time. But I apologize. But like I said, man, it really kind of threw me for a loop when I found out that, okay, man, you know, you was cool with me until you found out that I was getting married to her. And, you know, he was like, he was shocked because he didn't know it, that people felt like that, you know. And my thing to the point of what I was saying earlier, you know, where do you draw the line? where do you draw the line? Not where do you draw the line, but how do you define that and draw that line to say, okay, I believe this up until this point, and not have any basis, you know, any kind of background or evidence or anything to support it other than just your personal belief. And again, like I said, you are entitled to your personal belief. I'm not challenging that, but how do you allow your personal belief to override your spiritual consciousness? That's what I'm getting at, because, you know, like I said about your, you know, whatever you believe, if you believe I'm assuming that most of the people that are listening to my podcast have some form of relationship with God or you know, the Bible or whatever. And like I said, it's not being judgmental on that either. I'm not saying that only those who believe in God can, you know, listen to my podcast. But from, you know, knowing my position and how I feel and stand, I just, you know, I believe that most people probably already do. So I'm speaking from that standpoint to say that, you know, how can you allow your personal belief to override your spiritual consciousness? And what I mean by that is, you know God, or we say, you know, like the little song we sing as kids, Jesus loved the little children, all the children of the world, red and yellow, black and white, we are all precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. And even at 46 years old, I still remember that song. But when those little children grow up and become adults and they want to marry each other, then there's a problem. And, you know, so that's what, I mean, that's just an example that I want to use. But I really want to hear from y'all, because, again, like I say, even with the political standpoint, the political climate in this country, you know, and I'm trying to, there's no way to put it, you know, I'm just going to say it like it is. You know, regardless of what you believe, what you stand for, whether you're Republican or Democrat, and I'm going to say this before I go any further with this statement, I don't believe in party per se. I believe in person, and even in believing in a person, I know that no one person is perfect. No one person has, is, or will do or be everything that we want them to be as a country, you know. But at the same time, when there's certain things within a particular person and party that are just outright, you know what I'm saying? You know, how do you keep masking and disguising or making excuses for that? That's my question on that side of the spectrum. So, the thing, like I said, I know maybe it's not going to be a little long drawn out about it, but I guess whether it's religious, racial, or political, what is it about your position that you use or stand on to justify, you know, your belief, your stand, your take? Which, and like I said, if you a Bible believing Christian, then I definitely want to hear from that standpoint, you know, I mean, scripture reference, something, you know, because, like I said, nobody's perfect, but at the end of the day, you know, how do you break it down within your own personal self to say, I stand for this person because of XYZ? And I'm just going to be honest, some of the things, especially in the political arena, I don't know. Like with the climate that's going on now, I feel like it's a lot worse than it's ever been. And, you know, I'm not looking for, I don't believe it's going to be, you know, all fixed and you know, kumbaya by November or even anytime after November. But, because like I said, I think, you know, first of all, you got to be willing to have that dialogue. And not just a one-time dialogue. It's got to be a continuous daily dialogue to say, hey, you know, this is what it is, and then this is what it's going to take, and then this is what we need to do and are going to do. And then I believe that's when you begin to see real, true change, you know. And so I think a lot of people hide behind stuff like that because, you know, this is how I feel, and, you know, that's that. Okay, well, explain to me why you feel the way you feel. And not only just explain to me, but also show me, how'd you come up with that? How did you come to that conclusion? What, you know, what is your foundational basis for, you know, your belief, your stand, your take on the situation? Because, you know, like I said, with my family, and with just me as a person, I see, I'm not going to be that person and say, oh, I don't see color. No, I see color. But also in me seeing color, I see people of color, of different colors. And, you know, I am willing to give you the chance and the opportunity to let me see or get to know who you are, what you're about, what you believe, and how you feel. And I think that's what's missing in society today. We're so stuck on, well, you know, if you don't believe what I believe, or if you don't stand with us where I stand, you know, it's almost like many cults or many cliques or many, you know, gangs or groups or whatever you want to call them, you know, and but there's no particular label to say, you know, not like some of the ones that's out here, but it's, I don't know, it's just really crazy. Stuff like that has really been weighing heavy on my heart these last couple of months, especially with this whole COVID thing going on, and, you know, it's just, you couldn't have told me, well, you couldn't have told me, I don't know, ever, probably, but you definitely couldn't have told me in January, or December 31st, or January 1st, December 31st, 2019, or January 1st, 2020, you couldn't have told me that I would be in this position at this point, feeling like I feel this time of the year, and felt and gone through what I have felt and went through these last several months. And so I guess my thing is, I just want to know, has anybody else felt anything that I've shared or thought in any way like I thought, you know. I know I'm not the only one, so, you know, chop it up with me. Dialogue a little bit. Let me know what you think, how you feel. You know, I guess if I had to put a title on this thing, it would be, is it good in your hood? Is the question. Is it good in your hood? It's your man Esco, first show in the building. No Change Radio, the podcast. If God gave you 10 toes down, that means he kept you around to do something. Be blessed. Esco out.